This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good morning. Welcome to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and joined here today as we chat about KSU Vet Med, and I've got Susan Moore. She's director of the Rabies Laboratory at KSU Vet Med. Thanks for being here, first of all.
Thank you for having me.
It's a topic here we're going to talk about here is rabies, and as I understand, you guys have an effort. It's kind of a national effort, I guess, to eliminate rabies by the year 2030.
Yeah, it's actually an international effort, and it came about in 2015 when the major health organizations, both human and animal health, came together for the first time and made this declaration that the goal would be to eliminate human rabies deaths that are mediated by canine rabies by 2030.
Okay, and so for those of us that don't know, we hear about rabies a lot. How do you diagnose that, first of all?
The only way to diagnose rabies is actually by taking brain tissue and looking for the virus in the brain tissue. So really the only way is after death to diagnose it. You can look at the signs in animals and try and diagnose it that way, but the only definitive diagnosis is through looking for the virus in the brain tissue in the laboratory.
And what exactly is rabies? It's some sort of virus?
That's right. It's a virus, and it's what we would call a neurotropic virus. So it's attracted to the neural tissue in the body, and it causes an acute progressive encephalitis or inflammation of the brain that is 100% fatal.
And you mentioned, I know you emailed me here about there was a recent rabies death in Utah. And he was handling bats with no idea that they even had rabies.
Yes, and that's a big risk of rabies is not being aware of which animals carry rabies and how you get it. So the way you get rabies is through a bite from a rabid animal. And in the United States, that would be bats, skunks, fox, or raccoons. And, of course, they can spill over into domestic animals. So if in Kansas, a skunk bites a cow or a horse or a dog, they can become rabid also and then bite humans and pass it on. So a lot of people don't realize when they're handling bats that's a risk of rabies.
Now, obviously, you mentioned the human implications. I imagine for ag producers, this could be a problem as well.
Exactly. And especially in Kansas, we think about that. Farmers and ranchers and whoever are handling livestock. It's not easy to detect. You're just looking at the animal, and it is not all that common. So it's a very common story for people to say, I didn't realize it was rabies when I was sticking my arm down the cow's throat or, handling the horse until after it has developed more distinctive symptoms and signs.
Okay. Let's talk about some of those signs and symptoms that we might have to look for.
Yeah, and primarily it would be of things that are common to viral illnesses like fever, lack of appetite. But some of the common signs that would be for rabies would be just unusual behavior, abnormal behavior for that animal. So an animal that is usually calm gets very excited. Like wildlife who are shy around humans, they all of a sudden come forward and want to be petted and stuff. So anything, an abnormal behavior. And then problems swallowing and then unsteady gait are very common signs.
Okay. And it's 100% preventable from what I see here. What are some ways we can protect our animals from that?
All animals should be, especially pets, should be vaccinated. It's a required vaccination at puppies and kitties get a, and then again at a year, and then they get booster shots throughout their lives to maintain immunity. Depending on the value of the livestock, they should be vaccinated, like a valuable bull, for example. Horses, again, depending on their value, they should be vaccinated.
All right. It's kind of similar to humans with their flu shots.
Exactly. So that's a good example, is to maintain that immunity, they have to get the booster shots, yes.
Okay, and how frequently do they need to update those shots?
Depending on the manufacturer. Most of them these days, it's a three-year vaccine, so they can be vaccinated in the next 3 years. They need to be boosted.
Okay. Yeah. For people who have been bit by an animal and they're not sure, obviously probably the best thing to do is get into your doctor as soon as possible.
That's right. And the good news is the rabies virus is kind of slow moving. And so we call that a medical urgency, not an emergency. So you have time to go into the doctor, have the exposure evaluated to see if you were actually exposed to rabies. It's very important to keep the animal if you can so that it can be tested, because if it's not rabid, then no worries, but if it's a rabid, then you probably have to undergo the treatment, which is a series of vaccinations and also passive immunity, where you get an injection of the rabies immunoglobulins.
Okay. Yeah. What I guess, so that you get some sort of medication then once you're bit?
Yes. So you would go into the doctor if they've determined that you're you have been exposed. At the site of the bite, they would inject that passive immunity, and then at the same time give you your first vaccination at another site distant from the bite. And then at day 3 days later, another one, then 7, and then 14. You get 4 vaccinations.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And they're in the arm. I think a common misconception is that they're still in the stomach, which is a painful way to get it. But since the 1980s, it has been just like a flu shot in the arm.
Okay. And obviously, anybody gets bit, they're going to be at risk here. But what about children or elderly people who get bit?
Right. And for people who are maybe immunocompromised, which would include children who have developing immune systems, or elderly with their immune systems that are slowly going down, they may need an additional vaccine. So that would be under the consultation of the doctor. Lots of times they call the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and get advice, but they might need that extra fifth vaccination.
Okay. Definitely not something you want to mess around with here, rabies.
No.
And I want to talk to you more here about the progress of eliminating here by 2030. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll have more conversation with Susan Moore, Director of the Rabies Laboratory at KSU VetMed, after this on In Focus News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance.